And he never did have a diploma from anything. He just, he was a working time. He was 8, 9 years old, you know.
Did he ever say what kind of work he did back in those days? Was it?
Oh, he done ranch work for his grandfather. He peddled pots and pans with his great uncle, with my great uncle Bob, and various things. They gathered herbs to sell to the doctors and merchants around the community. And whatever they could find a hen nest before their mother found it, they took the eggs and went down in the creek and had fried eggs.
He sounds like quite a character. Now, when, after he met your mother, did they homestead or?
Yeah, they. He continued to work for Sharon Commercial and for a couple years. Then he come out here and proved up on this. He bought the homestead relinquishment out here at where I grew up, where our son is today.
A homestead relinquishment?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, somebody had to give it up.
And they didn't prove up on it?
Yeah, he was just in time to buy it. Didn't cost him very much, but anyhow, they moved out there in 1917. Now, there was a 2-year interval there when they went to North Carolina, Mom and Dad. Two of my brothers were born in North Carolina. But Mom never did like it down there. And the longer Dad was there, the more he was determined to come back to Sheridan. So they come back up here, and then they bought that homestead and moved out there. I was looking over Dad's story just the other day, and he loaded all their household belongings on a... Well, loaded his family and household belongings on a boxcar on the railroad. And a neighbor out there come to Claremont and took Mom and the family out to the ranch, and Dad followed with the junk wagon. One of his neighbors out there had helped him build a house, so there was a house ready for Mom and the family, and that house stood there for years.
Well, I'll ask you more about that house later on in the interview.
Well, I can't tell you much about it because I just don't remember it.
Oh, really?
I just...
Huh. What about, were your parents, did they belong to any clubs or any...
No,
too far away, I guess.
Too far away and too busy. They raised 9 children.
Uh-huh.
And farmed that little 2-bit place and... Just too busy to... worry about clubs.
was it terribly hard to eke out a living out there?
Yes, it was hard. There was lots and lots of years he couldn't pay the taxes. We went without shoes a lot of the time. We went around without a lot of things that kids today positively have to have.
What did you do in the wintertime? I mean, you had... You'd wear last year's shoes?
Whatever we could. And of course, those of us in school, we had shoes. But...
Maybe you could tell me something, what you know or what you've gathered about your grandparents on your mother's side.
Well, Grandpa saw him.